casket.
Uh-huh.
And then if they were put into a steel vault.
Uh-huh. That'd be what they used to use when.
Well, they would never hardly ever use it in a steel vault. Not a long time ago, they just used a homemade casket, probably a homemade box and a homemade casket, just as simple as they could.
Well, now, when a person died, the ceremony that they'd have when a person died would be called a...
The ceremony. The sermon?
They'd say he preached a...
A sermon? He'd preach a sermon?
Or how about a funeral?
You had a funeral.
You
didn't preach a funeral.
You didn't preach a funeral. I see. You preached a sermon, but you had a funeral.
Yeah, but you preach a sermon.
Uh-huh.
But you wouldn't preach a funeral. Uh-huh. You'd have the funeral.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if somebody in the family had died and everybody was dressed in black, they'd say they were dressed in... What was that, Ms.?
Mourning. Well, the Normans used to do that way, but most people didn't do it. Wasn't dressed black, but the Normans.
Uh-huh.
We have a Norman family over here, and when their people died, they all dressed in black. Just
and they'd say they were dressed in mourning.
Well, it was. Well, she said Norman, but
no,
still.
No, she said mourning.
I said mourning.
Mourning.
Oh, there was mourning, mourning, yeah. Mourning. Now, that's a different way you spell it, but there was. Just like you might have, 4 or 5 got down on the, and was praying, or they wasn't praying, or they was mourning over this one that died. They wouldn't be in the mourning or mourning thing, just be mourning.
Uh-huh.
How you spell it, I don't know, but anyhow, I see how much you're mourning over it, and that's the way a lot of things are done over it. Even animals will do that.
Uh-huh.
They'll do things like that over blood. Cows will mourn over blood, and dogs will mourn over blood. That's some of their type, their type. And people will mourn over like that, too.
If you met somebody on the street, and they asked you how you were, and you were feeling, well, you had a few aches and pains, but you were feeling all right, what would you say? They said, how are you, Mr.? You'd say, well,
I'm feeling fairly good or pretty good, but I don't feel too good. And you know, you'd say you'd make an expression you didn't feel too good, but still you felt good enough to be out.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't say I felt fine,
because
you wouldn't look fine. You'd just say, well, I feel fairly good or pretty good. That's about all.
If somebody was troubled about something, you might say, now it'll be all right.
You'd say, well, just sort of calm down or something other. You might say, oh, he'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everything's gonna be all right.
Uh-huh.
But that's about it. I guess say you wouldn't. Don't worry about it. Don't worry too much. Uh-huh.
Seems doing that again. Oh well, I'll just go on with it. The disease that people get in their joints, that's called.
Well, we always call it rheumatism, but they call it arthritis now.
You think it's the same thing?
Same thing. I think it's a whole lot the same thing. They just got different names for it.
Uh-huh.
And that's similar to what Aline, she said. Say she got arthritis in her blood.
Uh-huh. In her blood.
But I don't know.
Well, now, do you ever remember a disease that they used to get, where they get blisters on the inside of their throat?
Whatever happened to anyone that had the leprosy or anyone that had the smallpox?
Uh-huh. How about diphtheria?
Well, they had diphtheria, and they get diphtheria was bad on the inside.
Uh-huh.
It was on the inside of your throat and your chest is where your diphtheria was worse. And lots of people died with diphtheria.
Uh-huh.
Before doctors got anything that would cure it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd...